Philadelphia Story, starring Cary Grant, Katharine Hepburn, James Stewart, Ruth Hattie, and Virginia Whiteley. On the eve of Tracy Lord's wedding, her ex-husband's presence is no comfort. No comfort either is Dinah, who rushes in with news of a new complication.
Tracy! He came anyway. He's here right now.
Who's here?
Father.
On the terrace, Tracy Lord faces her father and mother. In her eyes, there's nothing but scorn.
Now, Tracy, remember, your Uncle Willie's guest of honor tonight. You mustn't be late.
I just saw that fiancé of yours, Tracy. He roared out of here on two wheels. Does he by any chance ever walk anywhere?
Funny lights, I expect.
Mm. I have a feeling he'll take the ring tomorrow and go right through center with it.
Seth, you idiot. Very amusing, I'm sure. Almost as amusing as the picture of you with your arm around Mother.
Oh, I find very unamusing the stupid, undignified spectacle we're making of ourselves for the benefit of those two newspaper people.
Of course, inasmuch as you let us in for it in the first place.
Oh, do keep that note out of your voice, Tracy. It's most unattractive.
No? How does your dancer friend talk, or does she purr?
Tracy,
you've got a heck of a nerve to come back here in your best head of the family manner and strike attitudes and criticize my fiancé and give orders and mess things up generally.
Stop.
I can't help it. It's sickening as if he'd done nothing at all.
Oh, anyway, it's not your affair, Tracy. If he concerns anyone, well, actually, I don't know who he concerns except your father.
That's very wise of you, Margaret. What most wives fail to realize is that their husband's philandering has nothing whatever to do with them.
Oh? Then what has it to do with?
A reluctance to grow old, I think. I suppose the best mainstay a man can have as he gets along in years is a daughter. The right kind of daughter.
How sweet.
Full of warmth. Full of foolish, unquestioning, uncritical affection.
None of which I've got?
None. You have a good mind, a pretty face. You have everything it takes to make a lovely woman, Tracy. Except the one essential. An understanding heart. Without it, you might just as well be made of bronze.
That's an awful thing to say to anyone.
Indeed it is.
So, I'm to blame for Tina Mara, am I?
To some extent, I expect you are.
You coward.
No, but better to be one than a prig. And a perennial spinster, however many marriages.
Seth, that's too much.
What did you say I was?
You want me to repeat it?
A prig and a... You mean you think I think I'm some kind of a goddess or something?
If your ego wishes to call it that, yes. Come along, Margaret.
Tracy, haven't you danced enough?
Danced enough?
You know what time it is. It's after four.
In China, it's later than that. In China, we'd be married by now. Or perhaps it's only yesterday.
Tracy, I don't understand you tonight. What's the matter?
What's the matter with everybody?
You never drink, Tracy.
You got that wrong. Prigs don't drink.
What?
Nor spinsters.
Tracy.
Nor goddesses of any variety.
Tracy, that's enough.
Hiya. Macaulay Connor of South Bend, reporting for duty. May I cut in?
I'm sorry, Connor. We're going home after this dance.
Oh, now you can't do that to me. Not an old friend of Junior's.
I wish old Junior's were here.
Tracy, I'll get your wraps. I'll be right back.
He'll wrap me up.
Hello, you.
Hello.
Hey, you look fine.
Hi, feel fine.
Good. What was I saying? Oh, let's have another drink. Or would Kittredge drink?
That's not what you were saying.
No, of course it was. What was I saying? Oh, I know. Why do you wish your brother was here? Does he like Kittredge?
Everybody likes Kittredge.
Everybody likes Kittredge. Everybody except C.K. Dexter Haven, huh?
C.K. Dexter Haven.
Where is C.K. Dexter Haven?
He didn't come. He's home.
He's home, huh? Mm-hmm. I think I'll go and have a little talk with him.
Come on, Connor. Let's have some wine.
Mm-hmm.
Here it is. Here's your wrap.
No, we're going to have just one more drink before...
Not you, I'm afraid, dear.
Why should you be afraid, George? You know wine never affects me, not in the slightest.
I bring you greetings. Now, a bottle of champagne. Champagne is the great leveler. However, it makes you my equal.
Oh, I wouldn't quite say that.
Well, almost my equal. Anyway, C.K. Dexter Haven, I would like to talk to you.
All right, well, let's go in the talking room. Now, don't tell me the party's over so soon.
No, I just felt like talking to you.
Well, that's nice.
I wonder if I might boil a drink.
Certainly. Close to Newcastle. Here, sit down.
Thank you.
Excuse me.
Huh?
Oh, nothing.
Listen, are you still in love with Tracy Lord?
What?
Or perhaps you consider that a very personal question.
Not at all.
Liz thinks you are, but of course women like to romanticize about things.
Yes, they do, don't they?
Yes, they do, don't they? You know, I can't understand how you can have been married to her and still know so little about her.
Can't you?
No, I can't you. I have the hiccup.
No.
I wonder if I might have another drink.
Certainly.
Thank you. You know, Tracy's no ordinary woman, and you said some things to her this afternoon that I resented.
Well, I apologize, Mr.
Carter. That's quite all right. But when a girl is like Tracy, she's one in a million. She's sort of like
A goddess?
No. You said that this afternoon. No, she's sort of like a queen. A radiant, glorious queen. And you can't treat her like other women.
No, I suppose not. But then I imagine Kittredge appreciates all that.
Oh, Kittredge. Kittredge appreciates Kittredge. That fake man of the people, that 5-cent edition of Sidney Kidd.
I always thought Kidd himself was a 5-cent kid.
You know, Kidd's just using you like he uses everybody else. That guy's colossal. He's terrific. He's got everybody fooled.
Yes. No mean Machiavelli is smiling, cynical Sidney Kidd. The world's his oyster with an R in every month.
Say, that's not bad. When did I say that?
You didn't. I did.
Oh, sorry. I suppose you never heard of Kidd's little arrangement in Kansas City.
Nope.
Or San Francisco. Well, let me tell you about the time he went to Boston. The true story of that little job would ruin him.
Oh, yes? Hey, look here. What would happen to you if I used that stuff?
Why?
Well, I might want to very much. You see, Kidd is holding an article on Tracy's father, and this might stop him.
Oh, blackmail, huh? Well, look, you just use it. Use it with my blessings. I'm through anyway.
All right, now come on. Sit down there.
I gotta go back to Tracy.
Not yet. Now you dictate, I'll write. Now shoot. Boston.
Huh?
Boston.
Oh. The time, May 1938. The place, Boston, in a hotel. Kid is just... You know, Tracy, champagne's funny stuff. I'm used to whiskey. Whiskey's sort of a slap on the back. Champagne's heavy mist before my eyes.
It was nice of you to bring me home. I have a little mist, too.
Hey, what's that?
Music. Dance?
Uh-uh.
I tell you what. Let's have a quick swim to brighten us up. Dex and I always swam after parties.
Uh-uh. Let's dip into some of this champagne.
Hello. You?
Hello.
You look fine.
I feel fine.
Did you enjoy the party?
Sure. The prettiest sight in the fine, pretty world is the privileged class enjoying its privilege.
You're a snob, Connor.
No doubt. Awash with champagne was Will Q. Tracy's pleasure dome on the nuptial eve of Tracy's... Oh, now listen, you can't marry that guy.
George, I'm going to. Why not?
Well, I don't know. I thought it before at first, but you just don't seem to match up.
Then the fault's with me.
Well, maybe so, but all the same, you're quite a girl, Tracy Lord.
You think?
Yeah, I know.
Thank you, Professor. I don't think I'm exceptional.
Yeah, you are, though.
I know any number like me. You ought to get around more.
In the upper class? No, thank you.
What have classes to do with it? George comes from the so-called lower class. Dexter from the upper. I'll take the lower, thanks.
If you can't get a drawing room.
What do you mean by that?
My mistake.
You're insulting.
What?
Sorry. Oh, don't apologize.
Well, who's apologizing?
I never knew such a man.
Tracy.
What do you want?
You're wonderful. There's a magnificence in you, Tracy.
No, I'm getting self-conscious. It's funny, let's...
Yeah, let's go.
I don't know. So off, I guess it's late.
A magnificence that comes out of your eyes and your voice and the way you stand there and the way you walk. You're lit from within, Tracy. You've got fires banked down in you. Hearth fires and holocaust.
I don't seem to you made of bronze, then.
No. You're made of flesh and blood. That's the blank, unholy surprise of it. You're the golden girl, Tracy. Full of life and warmth and delight. And hey, what goes on here? You've got tears in your eyes.
Shut up, shut up. Oh, Mike, keep talking. Talk, will you?
No. I've stopped.
Why? Has your mind taken hold again, dear Professor?
All right, now lay off that Professor stuff. You hear me?
Yes, Professor.
That's really all I am to you, is it?
Of course, Professor.
You sure? Come here.
What are you, Professor?
Are you sure?
Yes, of course, I'm... Oh.
Tracy.
Oh. Golly. Golly, Moses.
Tracy.
Mr. Connor.
Let me tell you something, Tracy.
No, don't. All of a sudden, I've got the shake.
It can't be anything like love, can it?
No, it mustn't be. It can't.
Would it be inconvenient?
Terribly. Anyway, I know it isn't. Oh, Mike, we're out of our minds.
Right into our hearts.
That ought to have music.
It does, doesn't it? Oh, Tracy, you're so loved.
Oh, it's as if my insteps were melting away. What is it? Have I got feet of clay or something?
Tracy.
Mike, it's not far to the pool. It's just over the lawn and in the birch grove. It'll be lovely now.
Tracy, you're tremendous.
Put me in your pocket, Mike.
Hello, Mac.
Well, it's you, Mr. Dexter.
Any prowlers around?
No prowlers, sir.
Can I get in this way?
Well, if you can't, you can always go in the front, sir.
Yes, well, thanks, Mac. Good night.
Good night, sir.
Hey. That you, Haven?
Well, hello, Kittredge.
Well, what are you doing here?
Oh, I'm a friend of the family, didn't you know? Just dropped in for a chat.
Now, don't try to be funny. I asked you a question.
I could ask you the same question.
Well, I telephoned Tracy and her phone didn't answer. I was worried, so I walked over from the gatehouse.
I was worried, too.
About what?
Well, what do you think of this fellow Connor, or do you?
Now, listen, if you're trying to insinuate...
Oh, my dear chap, I wouldn't insinuate anything on the... Oh.
Listen. Who's that?
Oh, that? Oh, well, come on. I'll walk you around the house and tell you all about it.
Something's going on here and I'm staying. So are you.
Why, that... It's that Connor. What's he doing with Tracy?
Now, calm yourself. Just calm
He's carrying her in his arms. He's carrying Tracy.
Uh-oh.
Don't stop, Mikey. Keep crooning.
Right here? Okay. Somewhere...
Now, what is this?
Now, easy, Kittredge. She's not hurt, is she, Connor?
No.
Not wounded, sire, but dead.
Oh, it seems the minute she hit the water, the wine hit her.
Now, look here.
Yes, a likely story, Connor.
What'd you say?
I said a likely story. Take her into the house.
Now, listen, if you think that it...
You'll be down directly?
Yes, if you want.
I want.
Hello, Dexter.
Hello, George.
Hello, Mike.
Second door to the right, Connor. Mind you don't wake Dinah up.
I'll be right back directly.
My feet are made of clay. Did you know?
Oh, this is horrible.
Yes. How are the mighty fallen? But if I know Tracy, she won't remember much of this. For the second time in her life, she'll draw quite a tidy blank.
Oh?
You don't believe it, do you?
Believe what?
Well, the implications of what you saw, let us say.
Well, what else am I to believe?
Well, that's entirely up to you.
I've got eyes, I've got imagination, haven't I?
I don't know. Have you?
Oh, so you pretend not to believe it?
Yes, I pretend not to.
Then you don't know women.
Well, that's possible.
Then you're a fool.
Well, that's quite possible. Now, you won't be too hard on her, will you?
I'll make up my own mind what I'll do.
Well, we're all only human, you know.
You, all of you, with your sophisticated ideas.
Yes, ain't it awful?
Well, I'm back. What do you want to do about it?
Why, you low sneaky...
I'll take care of this, Kittredge.
Oh, say, listen, Haven. This is my affair. What right have you to...
A husband. Now, till tomorrow. You can go now, Kittredge. I'll handle the rest of it, too.
I'll speak to you tomorrow, Haven.
Sure. Well, Hey, Connor, come on, wake up. Come on. How do you feel?
Well, now, look, if you think that...
I know. I'm sorry, but I thought I'd better hit you before he did. He's in better shape than I am.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you'll do.
Dexter, is there anything wrong, sir?
No, not a thing, Mac. Just as quiet as a church.
Who's that lying there?
That's Mr. Connor, Mac.
Oh, doggone. I thought it might have been Mr. Kittredge.
Oh, well, now, we can't have everything, Mac.
Good night.
Good night, sir.
This intermission, you'll hear the third act of The Philadelphia Story. If you've started buying war bonds, perhaps you haven't figured that what you're doing for your country is working out to your own best interests, too. But it is. And there's nothing unpatriotic about the fact that these bonds are a gilt-edge investment, too, as Mrs. Brown here knows. Do you mind Mrs. Brown revealing your personal affairs?
No, I don't. Our income is $35 a week. It's quite a sacrifice to put 10% of that into war bonds. But I told my husband that we'll save quite a bit of money.
Indeed you will. That's been carefully figured. 10% of $35 is $3.50 a week. 50 cents a day. If you buy stamps and bonds at that rate for 5 years, you'll have bonds worth at maturity over $1,200. That'll buy you the finest car you ever drove when the war is won.
And this is one of the safest investments in the world, isn't it?
Yes. These bonds are backed by the entire resources of the United States government. You're going to get back $4 cash for every $3 you put in.
That's a lot.
Yes, but there are a few people who are thinking up reasons to excuse themselves for not buying these bonds. If you're one of them, your soldiers ask you to stop figuring why you can't buy them and start to find out how you can. Put 10% of your pay every payday into war bonds. Set your mind on victory and buy United States war bonds starting now.